So it's day 28 of the 30-day Rider Fitness Challenge. This is Lorna here with you, and we really need to start making a plan for what's going to happen to you after the challenge, because we've only 3 days left. My goodness gracious. But there we go. And what is that plan going to look like? Well, don't worry, I've got you covered there. So what I've done is, in your workbook for next week, I know we said 30 days, okay? So I couldn't leave it like just hanging on day 28. We had to have day 29 and a day 30. So there is a week 5 workbook, which you'll be receiving from me via email. But what we're going to do in there is, there's a little bit of a framework that you can use to really start outlining your goals. And I want to kind of take it for what we left yesterday. We said yesterday that maybe a good goal would be to start working on your horse's responsiveness and your response. Remember, responsiveness is a two-way street, okay? It's kind of one of those cause and effect things. If you're not responsive, he won't be responsive, and vice versa, okay? So you want to make sure that when you're working on it, you realize it's not all to do with the horse. A lot of it's to do with you too, okay? But taking that kind of a concept, that responsiveness, that fact that your control over your aids is now, well, it's a lot better than what it was 28 days ago, and then working on that. That is a really good goal. I think if there was a goal that you were going to work on from here on out, that would be the one, okay? So taking that and actually, well, making a plan with it, because at the end of the day, the goal's lovely. Ah, yeah, we're going to work on our responsiveness. It's going to be great. How are you going to do that? I don't know. We're just going to work on it. Yeah, you see, it doesn't work. So you do need to have a plan. So what can that plan look like? Well, with horses, I find if you're going to make a plan, you need to really only plan 2 or 3 weeks out. Now, you need to have a kind of a loose structure in place, okay, for, I would say, 6 weeks. And then after that, it should be very, very, that you understand where you're going, but I wouldn't get into the real nitty-gritty. Nitty-gritty, 2 or 3 weeks tops, okay? And the reason is horses, well, they like to see how flexible we are in our technique and in how we're going to approach something. And they will test that, okay? Which is great. I find it's great. It kind of keeps you on your toes. You're always thinking. You're always making sure that you're looking for new things and new ways of doing things, okay? The old things. It's fantastic. But it does sometimes make things a little bit more complicated when it comes to creating the plan. So what I would suggest doing is, for the next week or two, you know how often you're going to ride, okay? You know this. This is what you do. This is, you know, you've been keeping track of this. If you haven't, you should be. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But you know how often you're going to ride. And what I would suggest doing is that each time you're going to ride, you're going to focus on one thing. Now, bear in mind, each of these things have to, it's like building blocks or the steps of a stairs. They have to build on each other, okay? There's no point in focusing on maybe, I don't know, bending one day and then jumping 4 foot the next day, okay? I know everything's related when it comes to riding, but what I'm talking about here is that perhaps you can start focusing on maybe the half halt. That would be a good place to start. And then from there, working on, after the half halt, working on maybe your seat aids a little bit or your weight aids, and then moving it on. So you're gradually building, and getting you going forward, that there's a plan that you're working towards, okay? Now, I know a lot of people, they find this difficult. This becomes hard. They think, well, what am I meant to do? Literally just write it down. Like the way when you were doing the challenge itself, there was a date and a time that you had scheduled each of those workouts for. Schedule your rides. Schedule what you're going to do. Make a plan. Say, okay, this one I'm going to do this day. This one I'm going to do the next day. This is where this is going to fit in, and that's where that's going to fit in. And you can really do that for the next 2 weeks. And then, of course, obviously, after you finish this week, then you can start planning the next week, which will be your third week. But it's actually the second week, if you know what I mean. You just keep going 2 weeks on, 2 weeks on, that you're planning it all. And that is going to help you keep moving forward. Now, I said there has to be some sort of a loose framework. Otherwise, well, you're going to be just randomly working on anything, and that is what's inside the workbook, and that is what we're going to chat about over the next coming days as well. Have a great day, keep well, we'll chat to you then. Bye.